Well, I think, you know, that passion, it's hard. I think it's, you know, you can talk it, you can see it, but we want to feel it. I think that's the big difference. And to feel their conversations, and, you know, sometimes, you know, the meeting might start at 10 o'clock and you walk in there at 5 after 10 and see what they're doing for 5 minutes. You know, are they, you know, are they thinking? Are they playing games on their phone? Or, you know, are they preparing? And I think you try to get a feel just for their overall passion for the game. I think, you know, we feel an obligation to our team. We're building a locker room with guys that do love ball and they have a tremendous spirit. So we do feel an obligation to bring guys into the organization that have that same type of mentality. But and it's hard to find out in 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But fortunately, we had a chance to bring some guys in and then, you know, talking to other coaches, you know, the coaches that coach them. But, yeah, you hope you get that personality.
Is there any sliding scale there that the guy's so good that he doesn't have to be the perfect Gus guy?
Yeah, no, without a doubt. I think, you know, we've talked, you've heard me talk about humility before, and I think if it's a guy that really wants to grow and develop those traits, then we're good with it.
Knowing that one of the missions of the offseason was to put weapons around Blake, is it hard sometimes not to go in that room, that draft room, that board, and say, let's shove that guy up the board a little bit because he's
a
good running back?
A little bit hard is that the number of picks we had last year to this year. You know, if you feel like, oh, there's only 7, and, you know, last year it was a great situation. But, I think you want to build and add to our team any way you can, you know, to help offensively and defensively. I think the way that – for me, you know, the lesser number of picks was, but we did do a pretty good job in free agency, you know, and it's really a combination of what you did in the free agency and the draft, and both those sides will help improve the team.
According to Dave, there's only 7 for now.
Yeah, that's right. You never know. You never know.
What's more important? Is it still a pass rushing defensive end or a game-breaking wide receiver?
Boy, it's tough. It's a good question now. It's a good question because, you know, offensively you got to score points. And you need guys that, when they get in the red zone, can put points on the board. But then, you know, defensively, you know, you've got to get pressure on the quarterback. And we felt like, you know, we had quite a few number of sacks, but we didn't have many turnovers. And I think that you've got to be able to affect the quarterback. And it's not necessarily getting sacks. It's just more or less putting strain on him so he makes bad decisions. And we have to force more bad decisions. So you're weighing that. Is it red zone, the opportunity to score points, or is it to force bad decisions and get the ball? But that's a great discussion to have.
Dave says you're looking for guys that are going to make the Pro Bowl for 8, 9, 10 years to come. I mean, are there a handful of those guys in this draft?
Well, it's hard. You know, you project them, you see traits that they have, and you know, there's so many things that get involved with it, you know, that you maybe can't project. But, yeah, obviously, if you know, draft as high as we are, you hope that he plays for a long time at a very high level.
Is there a clear-cut number one guy in this draft?
I don't know. I think, you know, by each team. You know, teams are looking at their needs.
Ask about your team.
No, you know, like Dave said, we're still looking at these, you know, 4 or 5 guys that we're going back and forth on, trying to figure out what's the best for us. So
but if there's a guy who's there at 3 that you maybe didn't expect to be there at 3, would you just shake hands and take him?
You know, like I said, I think there's 3 or 4 or 5 guys that we're looking at. So. But by, you know, next week we'll know. We'll have a clear idea, you know. But and sometimes in the draft you sit there and look and you go, boy, if any of these guys are available, you know, we're doing good.
Yeah.
You know, we're in a good situation. So.
Wouldn't you be surprised if the quarterbacks, though, didn't go 1-2 in some way, shape, or form? Not
well,
necessarily who's taking them.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, that part of it you're probably like a fan and that you look at and you go, I imagine, you know, it would be a surprise. But once again, I don't know how their meetings went. I don't know. You know, what they think, you know, and how they value it.
The reason I ask that is because last year we asked Dave that, and I said, is there a guy in your mind, if he's there, you're going to take him? He goes, oh, I know exactly who I'd take. And that's who it took.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, you know, I don't know. I think we're in a situation right now that, you know, it really is. He's not, you know, saying anything that's telling tales out of school. There is, you know, 4 or 5 guys that we're looking at. And, you know me, I like to challenge it. What happens if this guy shows up? What happens if this guy? And how can he benefit us in the red zone? How can he help us in this? And, you know, you add all sorts of scenarios to really challenge people's conviction. And, but it's becoming clear, I think.
Dave was saying that your staff was more involved this year than the last 2 years, but how rare is that in the league?
Well, I think you talk to current staff members and you find out. I think our objective was always to have the staff heavily involved. I think that our first year, we just had so many specific needs, especially at one position like the DBs, that we had the staff heavily involved, Bob and the two DB coaches. But we have just opened it up more to all the offense, all the defense. So we've kind of taken that step further. So does Jerry Sullivan need to hear about the right guard from so-and-so? You know, but it creates discussion, and I think he has a better idea of how Doug Marone thinks and how Luke Buckus thinks. And so that part, I think it's been good.
Can you give us an idea of what your day is, like in terms of that draft board in that room? I mean, will you come in today, this morning, and go into that room with Dave?
No, you know what, I don't. Earlier we had meetings, but now since the players are back, I try to have the mornings where I'm with the players as much as possible. And then in the afternoon, now I'll go into the draft room, and then that goes into the night, when we meet. But the mornings, really, I want to focus all my attention on the players that are in-house.